All right, Decibel sitting down here with Captain Hook, who is a moderator of the Casanova crew in Los Angeles. And why don't you introduce yourself, Captain Hook?
Hi, I'm Captain Hook.
And what I wanted to talk with you about today is specifically organizing and running a crew. Can you give us some background as to Casanova Crew LA and your role in it?
Well, Casanova Crew LA is the first chapter that was created from Casanova. There was the Casanova OG, which was the original crew, and it was together for about a year. And then once the forum got more popular and more people wanted to join, they decided to make different chapters. So they wanted to make one. The first one was Los Angeles. I guess the most interest was in this area. And I opened up my place, and we had a posted up on the forum about people wanting to show up, and they started showing up.
So would you recommend, let's say someone out there listening wants to start a crew or a lair?
Lair.
Would you say a good starting point is some internet forum?
Well, there has to be some gathering point or place or reason for people to gather. The forum is the best place because everybody's has a similar interest already, and they know they're looking for other people to either teach them or hang out with or sarge with or wing with. So the forum is the best place to find somebody with common interests. So that would be the best starting point.
And then you do need a physical location, so you have somebody...
Yeah, it would be a good physical location, somebody's living room, but not like a really crowded one. The OG meeting started happening actually in a hotel lobby, and we were meeting there once a week, and then once the chapters happened, then it was once a month. But it could be any location that is conducive to meeting, you know, that's comfortable to hang out in and has seats and everybody can, you know, hang out and do what they need to do.
And then typically you go out to the field afterwards?
Well, the different chapters hold their meetings different ways. The way I run CCLA is they're usually core topics. Sometimes a moderator or a guest speaker comes in. And then after those core topics, there's question and answer. Somebody might have questions based on an outing that they had the week before. Everybody gives their two cents from the different methods they might have, you know, that everybody's comfortable with. Some people are comfortable with, like, mystery methods, some with RSD, some with, you know, like some inner confidence and inner game stuff. So everybody gives their opinion and their suggestion, you know, hopefully quick. And then towards the end of the evening, everybody starts to talk about different events that are happening or different clubs or who's promoting a certain place. And either groups gather together or different people go to different places, but they usually go sarging for a bit afterwards.
And at the end, they do something called a state pumping exercise. Can you describe that?
Well, a state pumping exercise doesn't happen at all chapter meeting, you know, all the different chapters. We decided to do it at this one for several reasons. One is I like to add improv, and I like to have a lot of interactive things happening. So first they came in from an improv point of view where there are different improv exercises to help people build their improv abilities, hopefully gear it towards picking up or interacting with women. Some are helping their personal stature, you know, being able to stand straight, being able to look at people in the eye, being able to improvise. And then also, because the meeting was so much talking, there needed to be something to get people's energy up. So the state pepper exercises basically gets their energy up after, you know, all this time of talking and some of the inner work that happens.
So with regard to, like, standard routine exercises, can you give an example of sorts of exercise you might do? Like, I would say, for example, we meet once a week. There are 8 to 10 members typically at a meeting to keep it on an intimate scale. And then we go around, so for example, like DHV exercises, those sorts of things. What sorts of recent exercises have we done?
Well, some of the exercises that we've done recently have been based on Toastmasters, where there would be a table topic or there would be a specific topic, and then somebody would have to give approximately 2-minute speech or interaction. And then once they did that, everybody would give their opinion and give critique what they just did. What we're trying to do is have those topics based around a subject. It could be around your job. It could be around vulnerability stories. It could be just a funny story. And everybody will give their opinion on, you know, whether they seemed confident when they delivered it, whether there was too many ums or likes when they delivered it, and if there was attraction material or good sequence within there that would help build attraction in an interaction.
And give examples of some state pumping exercises.
Some state pumping exercises. A lot of those are just whatever gives energy. A few examples are, everybody stands around in a circle and they clap their hands in unison, clap, 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 and then one person in the circle jumps into the center and gives some sort of yell, some sort of like war cry with movement. That person jumps out of the circle, and in timing, clap, 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 the rest of the circle does the war cry in unison. And it goes to the next person. It's easiest to do that clockwise.
All right. Now, Casanova Crew is very cohesive. There's a sense of brotherhood. And so, obviously, something's going right with Casanova that I've seen not succeed in other parts of the country and other crews. What do you think that is unique about CC as far as the online and in the in-person community?
Well, part of it is the founder, which is Jay the Ripper, JTR. And when he started the crew, it was basically to help him grow and to learn more and to learn, you know, seduction. And since it was him learning also, he would post his learnings. And he's a brilliant writer, and he had a particular writing style. So when he would post on different places, people got interested in his writing style and what he had to say. That brought a lot of people in. And then once they were in, everybody was very supportive. There was no particular method or anything that people pushed. Whatever helped you grow or whatever helped you get to the point that you wanted to get to was supported and accepted. They all had an underlying theme that everybody sort of knew about. And so since everything was accepted and people were growing at the same time, there was more of a brotherhood or community that was created. There was no prima donnas. There was no major levels of I'm better than you. And if it was in a sense of camaraderie, like more teasing or pushing to get better rather than to put somebody down.
So in a nutshell, there really isn't much ego at play here in Casanova.
There's a lot of ego at play, but not competitive ego as much, not ego as I'm better than you. There's some ego as I'm great, but it's not in the sense of I'm great because you're bad. It's more like I'm just great. You should like me.
And lastly, I want to talk about goals, because goals are very important in our meetings. And so what process have we been has been unfolding recently as far as long-term, short-term goals, pickup and non-pickup related?
Well, in particular to CCLA, my point of view is inner game and the person as being a man or being the best man you could be is the foundation for being a complete person and being somebody that a woman would want to hang around with or people would want to hang around with. So I took that in after some talks with Action, and we would have certain discussions. Something came up where I'm saying, you know, people need to have this as they are. I would have conversation with somebody and say, what's your hobby? And they couldn't answer me. You know, what's your goal? What do you want to do with your life? They couldn't answer me. What do you want to do with pickup? I just want to get laid. You know, that's not really an answer. So I made it part of the requirements for CCLA in particular that people had to know, or guys had to know what they want, or they had to guess what they want, or have an idea, or some just basic clue of what they want. And so I took that and broke it down to goals for personal, goals for pickup or seduction in the long term and short term, and just have an outline of what you want to do. What do you want to do with your life? You know, it doesn't have to, it shouldn't relate to money. It should be personal goal. It should be, I want to dress better. I want to work out more. I want to get a hobby. I want to travel the world. To, you know, I want to be able to approach anybody regardless of the outcome. I want to be able to go up and talk to any girl in the club. And it's not necessarily outcome related. It's your action. It's insignificant of the other person. You know, what do you want to do?
So, for example, when you were talking about makeouts this evening, how did that apply, that last concept?
Well, for example, one of the members, he had a goal where he wanted to have more makeouts. And so talking about that, it sort of made sense. But when it came to more clarification, it seemed like he was looking for clues or looking for like an approach invitation from the girl in order to make out, something comfortable, something that was like a little signal that said, yes, I'm comfortable, I want to make out. But then what we sort of tried to change that to is he wasn't trying to make out. He was looking for an okay from the girl. So the goal personalized, insignificant of the girl, whether she even wanted to kiss him or not, his goal should be trying to kiss the girl no matter what. In whatever the situation, whether he had an approach invitation or whether there was comfort built, is just trying to kiss her. And that would be his goal so that he could calibrate when would be a good time to kiss her.
I understand. Well, thank you very much for your time.
No problem.